and quit smoking.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
I'm trying to order my daddy's medicine, James L. King, from at 7-Eleven Booker's Mill Road.
Is it an OMAX product, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Does he have, do you know if he has an active account with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's his zip code?
36401.
And what was his first and last name again?
James King.
James King. Okay, hold on for just a moment for me. Okay, you said the address was the 7-Eleven Booker's Mill Road, Greenville.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So the last account he had with us was from 2018. It was for the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure. So you're wanting to reopen up his account?
No, ma'am. That's not the last time he had an account with y'all, because I just ordered this stuff. And I told them my daddy wouldn't be ordering no more of this stuff. And I ordered this stuff last year.
Did you use an email address or something?
No, ma'am. I don't know. You can look up Baby Juicy 321. Because
okay.
My dad has ordered this stuff before any. No, not since no December the 8th. Not since 18. Dad has ordered this stuff before then.
Okay, let's see.
I'm finna look it up. I pay with my PayPal card.
Okay, just asking, but you didn't put it in your name, did you?
Yes, ma'am. It's in my name because the card, it goes to his address, but I ordered it for him, and it's in Beverly King's name.
Okay, all right. I see you in the system now, Ms. King. So whenever you have to call in, just give him your name, okay?
Okay.
So that's the way we can pull it up for you.
Yes,
I told
them that it's $48, and I ordered for them, but I tell them to send it to his address.
Oh, okay. God, I understand now. Yes, ma'am. So whenever you call in, just give them your name. So that's the way we can just pull it up for you. But
okay.
I see it's for the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure. His shipment is due to go out April the 4th. You want me to go ahead and move it up?
Yeah, I'm finna order it now, ma'am.
Don't order. You don't have to order because he's on a 2-month subscription, meaning it's automatically shipping out every 2 months on its own to where you don't have to call in.
No, I need to go on and pay for it now because it's some problems going on with him and I have to deal with that. So I
got
need
it.
To go on.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay, I understand what you're saying. So I'm going to change the shipment date. The earliest I can have it charged and shipped out would be tomorrow. Would that be okay?
You can't take it off my card now?
No, ma'am, because he's on a auto shipment, meaning that it's automatically being shipped out every 2 months. But when you call in to get the shipment sent out earlier, we can only do it for the next day. Just like you're calling in today, but I can only change the shipment for tomorrow to be charged tomorrow and shipped out.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let me change the date for you right quick. Hold on for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, but they'll go ahead and charge it for you tomorrow, and they'll go ahead and ship it out to you, okay?
Which is card, because I need to change the card. They're
okay.
Going to take it off the PayPal card, the card that's ending in.
Let's see. MasterCard 5478.
Hold on. 5-4.
Okay.
I got to go to it. I think it's this one. Hold on, ma'am.
Okay, you're fine.
Credit bill of the card. You gonna charge the card? No, 5478. I think. Is it not? Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
Because I know they'll hit this card. They're trying to hit this card now for money. Take it off this card. I'm going to give you a new card in, put in, and you take it off of this card.
Okay, let me get that part pulled up, and you're going to update your payment map.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since we updating the payment method, I might be able to go ahead and let it charge it, okay? I'm going to check it and see, okay?
Okay, then. That'll work. Because you can get it on off now.
It'll probably let me go ahead and do it. I'm going to try it and see, though.
Okay.
Okay, and what's the last four numbers of that card?
I'm going to use the card ending in 2548. I'm gonna use 2548. I'm gonna use that card.
Okay, I see the card in our system already, but it has an expiration date that has expired. Do you have a new expiration date on that card?
You got to be talking about this. Hold on.
Okay.
The expiration date is January to the 24th.
Okay, I see it. So you want to change it out to that card. I see it on here. Expiration date, January of 2024. So let's change it. Okay, I'll change it out to that card for you. Okay, hold on for just a moment for me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I got it for you, Ms. King. So it did charge the $48, and he will receive that shipment within 7 to 10 business days.
Okay, so it did charge the $48. Okay, then. Thank you,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. Is it anything else that I can do for you?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you again for calling OMAT Sales.
Well,
now,
have the confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get that for you.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be 154-5341.
154. 154 what, ma'am?
154-5341.
Okay, 154-5341.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, and you are more than welcome, ma'am. And we are doing a one-time shipment on our vitamin D3. It's a 30-day supply for $15.95. Would you like to take advantage of that offer?
No, ma'am, he ain't gonna take that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, you're more than welcome, and thank you again for calling OMAX Health. And as a small business, we do sincerely appreciate your business. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, you start laughing at me. What did my stupid ass do? Okay. I had to move that to my I don't want that shit move to my I see it to my chime cord. And I put it to my why I had to take that $100 out of there. Okay. Yeah. Good. I got my spot meal available. And I got enough to cover daddy's medicine because they're going to take it off of this card. Who number is 5? Let me call this number. Maybe a dollar.